You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche. And it's Pledge Drive, and before we get started, I want to thank... We've already had two call-ins. James from Indie Guitar Swing, thanks for calling in. His show is Sunday nights. Make sure you tune in. Always a great program here. Mm-hmm. Mainstay of the station. And then we also had a surprise phone call
from a CJAM alumni.
Yes. Nicole, who used to co-host The Washing Machine... an early favorite of ours here when we were starting out at CJAM.
If some of our original cohorts in that show, once a CJAMmer, always a CJAMmer. Nicole, thank you so much for listening and donating. We just came back from a set of brand new music you're likely only to hear on CJAM.
That's right. We heard that's new music from Blessed. They put out a new single.
Yeah, brand new single just released the other week. It's titled Felt. Fantastic material from this group who released a great album last year. So glad to hear some new music from them. Also, brand new music and a brand new album from the band Pax. We've been playing basically everything dropping from this record leading up to its release. It really does sound like it's going to be the best thing the band has released thus far. The title of the album is one of my favorites of the year, but Dave, I'm not going to be selfish. I'll let you say the title this time.
Oh, wait, do I have to say it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. It's called Crispy Crunchy Nothing. I think definitely one of our favorite titles. This is a great album. We've already played quite a bit from it. Didn't we play something last week as well?
Last week, and I think 2 weeks before that. We might make it all the way through the album by the year's end. It's really great. Fantastic group out of Toronto. From this album, we heard Brown Eyes, once again by the band Pax. Prior to that, a mainstay here on CJAM FM and one of the best cornerstones of the Canadian indie slash alternative scene with New Pornographers.
Yeah, they have a new album out.
It is The Price of Progress, and from that... Oh, sorry, that is Continue as a Guest. I'm jumping ahead of myself.
That's the name of the album.
Yeah, yeah, and we heard the track Really, Really Light. The Price of Progress is actually a name of an album from another group that has just dropped this record here this week. It is The Hold Steady, one of those groups that, again, is a kind of a crossover act, but you're not really going to hear it on mainstream radio with its distinct literary, lyrical subject matter. You're only going to hear a band like this on campus community radio and on CJAM. From that new Hold Steady record, we heard the track Sideways Skull.
Let's get to some more music. We're actually going to continue next with another set of music from stuff released in 1983 in celebration of CJAM's 40th anniversary. So let's get to it. This was also a partial request, but it was already in our set list. This one goes out to Nicole. It's Heyday by The Replacements from their 1983 album, Hootenanny.
Yeah. tell the colors that will fit this room. I can't tell a thing about you, make up my mind.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area and syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche.
You know, we should just talk about what we heard because we want to focus on music that was released in 1983 and a lot of music that would not necessarily be aired on mainstream radio, mm-hmm. but instead would be aired on a station like CJAM. So we ended off with Neil Young. And a lot of people would assume Neil Young is a huge artist. He would probably get this played all the time on mainstream radio. But
no, not this one.
No, this album was actually a direct conflict. It was a debased sort of look at, I guess you could say, the scandals happening in radio for payola, people paying to have certain songs aired, as per the title of that track, Payola Blues.
Yeah, from Everybody's Rockin', a rockabilly album. He had some issues with his record company saying, I forget what album it was he put out, but they said, we need you to make a rock album. And he goes, well, if you want a rock album, I'm going to make a rock album. And he made a rockabilly album, which is also not what they were expecting. They were very disappointed. But you know what? This record is great. And he put this band together called The Shocking Pinks. Is it The Shocking Pinks?
Yes, it was.
And they played backup on this album, and it's all rockabilly songs. He was always very subversive with his lyrical content and subject matter, so it kind of makes sense. And he also did the album Trans as well.
Which was an electronic record, basically. Yeah, so always someone who's not afraid to deviate from the norm in the mainstream. Neil Young was always a pioneer for that, as was the musician we heard before him. Again, another popular artist, but one whose song that we heard, definitely was not in the same caliber of commercial success. And again, from an album that didn't get nearly the mainstream attention that some of the bigger hits of his career had, the one and only legendary Lou Reed.
Yeah, we heard something from 83's Legendary Hearts. We heard the song Make Up My Mind, a deep cut from this album. He did have a pair of singles from here. This is an interesting album. It's very 80s in production style, but there's a lot of really great songs on here, and this was one of, I think, three or four albums that featured guitarist Robert Quine, who played in Richard Hell and the Voidoids, and I believe also the drummer from the second incarnation of the Voidoids was in this group at this time as well.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool stuff. And then we had music before that from the Butthole Surfers, a band that started in hardcore, was always experimental, and then had unexpected success in 1996 with their hit single, which went to number one on the Billboard charts, Pepper.
And yet, at the time of this release from this EP, this self-titled EP, no radio station would play them, if only because of the name of the band. They would not want to play a band with this name, not having to recite it on air. And again, it was up to stations like CJAM and campus community radio stations to really help propel and really shine a light on groups like Butthole Surfers and show how awesome they were. We heard the track Hey from this EP. Again, a band rooted in hardcore, but that really went experimental with their sound and deviated quite a bit to eventually become the band that they did.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. As we heard before that, from the legendary Ramones, we heard something from Subterranean Jungle. We heard Somebody Like Me, an album that, again, didn't have a lot of crossover appeal, didn't have a lot of hits. It was up to a station like CJAM to play that band, as it was up to community and college radio stations to play the Ramones throughout their career. And again, another band that really relied upon community radio stations, campus community radio stations, and college radio stations to really proliferate their music, The Replacements.
Yes, they're one of the early examples of the college radio tour model, where they would get played on stations and build their tour based on, in the 80s, based on where they were getting played, and that helped them build their fan base. Replacements were also known for their wonderfully
chaotic. Let's just call it as it is. Yeah.
Sometimes they would decide not to play a set of their songs that people really wanted to hear, and they would just be very drunk and play all cover songs horribly on purpose.
But in addition,
not always horribly.
But in addition to performing for record and then having it aired on CJAM, this would actually draw bands in here because Replacements, I do believe, played on the University of Windsor campus at some point in the 1980s. The Violent Femmes were a very well-known band that also were able to perform on the campus of Windsor.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Gang of Four was another one that wasn't on campus, but it was downtown. I believe in the late 80s. Anyways, lots of history here, lots of great reasons to support CJAM. That was that set. We're going to continue next with a different type of anniversary, more what we've been doing the last couple of years, where we focus on maybe 20th, 30th, 40th, 50th type anniversaries. We're going to play, it is actually released on this day.
Yeah, April 1st of 2003. We're going to play something from Elephant by the White Stripes. And yes, we are going to play
Seven Nation Army seven times.
No, we're not.
Okay,
April Fool. No, we're actually going to play a song that's not Seven Nation Army that you will not hear at a hockey game, thankfully. We're going to hear one of the other great deep cuts from this record. And we're also going to focus on an anniversary of Al Green's Call Me, his quintessential soul album from 73, one of the greatest R&B records of all time. And then later on, play some newer music as well.
Yeah, let's get to it. We're going to start with more music. What are we going to hear first from The White Stripes, this new band?
This new band from Detroit. Yes, we're going to be hearing Girl, You Have No Faith in Medicine here on CJAM 99.1 FM.
With this one, if the results are the same.